who have qualified us to do your will. And I pray here this day that every heart be opened, every ear be opened to hear your word, so that we would be able to respond as your chosen sons and daughters in doing your will. Holy Spirit, have your way here this day. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering here this Sunday morning. You may have your seats, worship thing. Great job. You may have your seats as well. Want to welcome every one of y'all on this beautiful Sunday morning. The weather is really warm out there for the time in the month we're in right now. Coming to a little bit past mid-February. Beautiful day out there. Supposed to get to 50 degrees out there today. Amen. So, a beautiful day for us to enjoy after the service is over. Amen. But I just once again want to welcome here, especially those viewing through Facebook. You're part of the church, and we would challenge you. There's reasons why you must stay home for whatever the reason may be. Amen. But if you've been getting challenged lately to come back to church and be part of the church of the congregation here and assembling ourselves together, amen, would really love to see you back in the house of the Lord. We got a big lineup for this year. This year is a year that we're going to push more than we ever have ever before, strategically, amen. And we're going to really be working really hard to bring forth an increase, not only a spiritual increase, for that is always needed for there to be a growth taking place, but a numerical growth. A numerical growth taking place in this church. There's no reason that our church shouldn't be filled to capacity. And I believe it's not the fault of the sinner, but the fault of the saint. Amen. So we're strategizing right now, along with the leadership, but we need everybody that's here, from the front row all the way to the last row, amen. We need everybody, including those that are viewing here on this Sunday morning. We need one another, and that's the message here this day. So in order to need one another, we got to learn how to work with one another. And this is the way the numerical growth is going to take place. But starting today, we've had a lot of great topics of going through the process to get where we're at today. And we're going to be speaking from here on out in regards to church growth, strategically, intentionally. Everything we're doing is to grow the church numerically, but spiritually as well. So I want everybody listening, because this is not just for the leadership, but it's for those that are sitting here this morning. Those that are viewing through Facebook, this word is for you too, amen, that you would be a part of what God is wanting to do this new year of 2022. So I'm real excited here. It's like there's been a lot of months of preparation to get to this day, to start off in bringing numerical growth to the church. We got a big lineup for this year. Top notch of the best internationally of Victor Outreach are going to be sharing this year in the church. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering here this morning. So I want you to be encouraged, amen, that God has chosen you, as the song said, but that he wants to use your life. And a lot of times we can get caught up that my life ain't right yet in order to be used by God. That's nonsense. God was using my life the very first day, fresh out of prison. The very next day was Sunday, and God started doing a powerful, great work in my life. A great, powerful work in one service that I attended, the first Sunday morning service. Amen. There's certain jobs that you can get that take months and months, some even take years, to be able to really become good at what you do. But in the things of Christ, when God is our boss, amen, and he's the architect and he's the one doing the work, amen, it doesn't take forever to get right in Christ. And that's why we have his grace is sufficient, because we will never get to the place of perfection, amen, but our boss is. Our boss is perfect, amen, and he knows who he has chosen. He knows who he has called, a very imperfect people, amen. At the end of my addiction, my mom and dad didn't choose me nor my brother, and said nobody wanted me no more. Amen. There was only one person, and his name was Jesus, amen, that wanted my life to do something in my life. But more importantly, he wanted to do something through my life. And I believe that's his desire, amen, for each and every one of us that are here this day. You need to start looking at yourself as a candidate that God is going to use in a mighty and powerful way this year of 2022. I want you to give yourself a clap offering right now. I want you to get your mind off of what the enemy got you thinking on, and I want your mind to get on what God's thinking right now and how he's wanting to use your life here this new year. Amen. The title of this message, amen, I want to first give honor where honor is due. I think she's downstairs, but Janie makes all our flyers for us and stuff. Amen. Every Sunday morning, man, we're brainstorming. Every morning we're brainstorming. During the week, I have 1,000 flyers on my phone right now. And we have about 3 or 4 made right now in the season that we're in right now. And it was ready to go, approved by me, but my picture was on it. And after coming out of prayer this morning, I looked at it, and it was my smiley face there. And I said, it don't fit. It don't fit because of the title as we put the Operation SOS, Salvation of Souls 200. Amen? And my picture was next to that, smiling. So when I hear of an SOS, it don't match with a big Colgate smile. Amen? So at the end, I got the discernment, take my picture off, and I'm so happy I did. Amen? Back in the days, I was all about having my picture on everything. Amen? Today, it really don't matter, amen, but I knew it was a real good picture of me that was all smiley for the first time. It just didn't match up with the SOS. People that are in an SOS are not smiling, amen? So at the last moment, Janie had to start going into high, you know, action and take my picture out that came with a lot of other changes. Operation SOS. SOS standing for Salvation of Souls. 200 stands for the numerical number that we're shooting for this year of 2022, amen. So I need you to help me give a good clap of praise. Those on Facebook, though I can't hear you, I need a spiritual clap of praise right now, that I be convinced, that I be encouraged, along with each and every one of us, that we're going to reach that goal of Operation SOS. It's not just a numerical 200 number that we're trying to accomplish, but it's souls that are going to be getting saved, amen, and coming in like we did many years ago, or some have just come into the church. So this is the title. There's an SOS taking place right now in this city and all around the world. And that's why our ministry is not only in this city, but all around the world. There's a worldwide, international, global SOS taking place right now. Plea from God Himself to His chosen sons and daughters to be able to answer the call, not only for your life, my life, but for those that are dying out there. Those that are dying. There needs to be an SOS wake up in your life here this day when you prepare yourself and come into church. There needs to be an SOS in your life. There needs to be a purpose that allows you to see and hear and look at everything to be able to accommodate winning somebody over to the Lord, just as somebody won you over to the Lord, just as somebody worked and discipled you unto the Lord. The SOS of desperation within one's life can't leave because we're doing good now. Because at one time there was an SOS within our lives. Now there's got to be an SOS within our lives for someone else's life. And we're going to be preaching about this on the Friday services, on Wednesday prayer night. It's going to be Operation SOS 200. And we're going to stay on it until it becomes everybody's DNA from the front row to the back row, all viewing through Facebook, amen, where everybody's going to come in one accord and knowing what time it is, amen? Let's give the Lord a good clap offering here this morning. Your life is so important. I know that the enemy says it's not. But your life is so important in the hands of God. And there's an SOS taking place right now because time is short. Time is real short. And we got to be able to get beyond our struggles and what we're going through to answer the call of God, the SOS of God, in telling churches to wake up. Death is taking place. Right now, as we sit in this comfortable, beautiful sanctuary, there are people out there strung out. There's people ODing right now. There's people getting locked up right now. There's college men and women, young adults right now, from the pressure of wanting to pass their school and to please mom and dad, that are committing suicide right now, feeling they're not good enough for mom and dad. I always say that the enemy goes way beyond using addiction. He has many strategies of taking people out. Amen? We're going to, at the end of the pledge again, if you haven't given to the pledge yet, we just started last Sunday, we're going to do it again. And one thing we're changing, we're not going to put the amount to the name. Amen? Enough people came in, so we said, I agree. We've never done it before. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to step out with faith, and I got smushed like a bug. But it's okay. It's okay. Amen. But it's going to stay confidential, so you put your name to it. And I was just trying to do something different. That's all, you know, to prayerfully get a better outcome. So we're going to be doing the pledge at the end of the service. Amen. And I want you guys to get on board. I want you to get on board with your giving. It's going to be one of my points here this day that I always shied from preaching about giving. But I'm not shying from it no more. Amen. All I know is that we were all givers when we were out there. Tells me that we can all be givers in Christ as His chosen sons and daughters. As we go to Scripture here this day. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, very familiar scripture, amen? And the Bible reads, and so dear brothers and sisters, talking to the believers, is Paul saying, I plead with you. He was begging them. I plead with you to give your bodies. This word bodies, I want you to put, you can use the word life, to give your life. I plead with you to give your bodies to who? To God. How many at one time BC before Christ gave your bodies, gave your life to the work of darkness? Amen? I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all, this is the one I want you to remember and catch, because of all he has done for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. Touch every man, every woman, every young adult here and viewing through Facebook, YouTube. In your precious name we pray. And we all say in one accord, amen. Once again, we're shooting to grow this church this year to 200 members. Amen. It's got to become, what's being preached from here on out has got to become important to your life. No matter what you're going through, we're living in end times. This is the place you can get it right. Not with just yourself, but to get it right with others. We got to just narrow it all down to the call of God and everything that's taking place outside the walls right now. We just need to put it to the side right now and focus on how God is wanting to move in these end times that we're living in as Christians. As chosen sons and daughters that have the answer to salvation, that have the proof that Christ is able to change any man, any woman, any young adult's life. Amen? He says, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. I don't know about you, but God has done a lot for me that has left me indebted to him for a lifetime, for an eternity. I will always be grateful for what God did in my life 25 years ago, where nobody wanted to look at me, hear me, or work with me. But God used the church, a vehicle called Victory Outreach Salinas, California, where I would go and experience the presence of God, experience answering the call of God, and God would take care of the desperation of the SOS within my life, that I had come and reached the place in my mentality that nothing could change me, not even God. I was so far gone that nothing could change me, but I was so wrong. We got to take it serious right now. Some of you have been coming without notebooks. I would challenge you, get a notebook, iPad. I still hold my, you know, the Bible and my note writing pad, not iPad or what do you call them, Felipe? iPad? I hold my notepad, amen, real tightly, but I was there coming up to that. I said, man, I'm going to have to listen to this Gio, who was the guy's name? G.I. Joe Grip, because there's just some things that are old and we want to hold on to and because we know how to do it. I can ride 100 miles an hour, probably faster than some of you can text, but when it comes to doing all that, I'm slow, man. And I'd rather be fast, doing it the old-fashioned way, than being slow, doing it now the modern way, amen? So I got a brand new iPad at the house. We turned it on the other day, Pastor Felipe. My wife, we got a few steps in. We did, amen? So she keeps saying, turn it on, turn it on. And my little phone and all these notepads I'm writing on. but I'm going to have to slow it down to speed it up. Amen. I'm going to have to take a few pit stops to accelerate. Amen. A theme word of our ministry right now around the world. But I'm using myself as an example behind the pulpit. Amen. I hold on to this tight right before I come up. What are you holding on to tight? You may be saying, Pastor, you got to change that up. You should have been in the iPad a long time ago. But look what I'm holding on to tight. Amen. It's not to justify not getting on my iPad. But I believe some of you guys got a strong hold on things that are bad for you. I could go out like this, you know, answering the call of the rest of my salvation with the Lord here on earth and still make it. This ain't going to make me backslide. I'm just not going to be able to accelerate as God would want to accelerate in and through my life. But what are you holding on to that's not allowing you to answer the SOS call of God? How many know they've been chosen by God? You've been touched of God enough times to know that it ain't the kukui or a ghost or that you're tweaking or something. But you know God has chosen you. And even though you know God has chosen you, you still have tight grip to certain things that would not allow you to prosper in the things of God, to answer the SOS within this city right now. People are dying. People are dying right now. What are you holding on to that you straight up got to throw away or get rid of? I'll never get rid of my notepads and stuff, but I am going to work on the iPad. But it's not something I need to throw away. There's some things that we're holding on to that need to be thrown away. I came up with all kinds of stuff when I got saved. And one by one, I had to surrender them over in order to be that sacrifice unto the Lord. What could you possibly still be holding on to that you don't have to pray about, or the person of the Holy Spirit got to give you the answer, that you know ain't good, that you know don't belong with the things of the Lord? Put the picture back up there once again, please. So this is this theme that we're starting today, and we're going to stay on it for months. Operation SOS, and that's the Salvation of Souls, 200. We want to get to a place of having 200 members here this year. And I truly 100% believe, and I'm convinced, if we do our part, we will surpass that 200 count. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. I am totally convinced of that. Am I totally convinced that some of you are going to answer the SOS? But I'm totally convinced, if you do, that we can supersede 200 members by the end of this new year of 2022. But we're in it already a couple of months, going pretty soon to the third month. And we need to accelerate the theme word of our ministry if we're going to accomplish what God wants, not so much what we want to accomplish. The Lord's always got to be put first in order for us to fulfill the answering of the call of God within our lives. Back to the scripture, please. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies, your life, to God because of all he has done for you. I want that one to stick right there. Even though he ain't done, just by simply for all he has already done for your life and my life, should want us to get into position. Amen? It's going to take all of us doing our part, not only in church, but also outside of the church. In order to grow this church, we're going to have to not only do what we're supposed to do while we're in church, but to do what we're supposed to be doing every day of the week at our house, in our personal time and relationship with the Lord, and all the things that we're going to start doing, 90% of them deal with outside of the church. And I believe the true body of Christ is one that is mobile, one that can move. And I always say it's not an address, a building, which we're in right now. Not only in church, but also outside the church as well. We need to make good decisions for the lost and bound and the younger Christians, because they're looking and they're listening. And they're wondering what we're holding on to. It's kind of hard to listen to someone holding on to something or whatever it may be. It's hard to take that person's advice. It only goes so far. It only goes so far. It's good advice without the yoke-breaking anointing. You would be able to say the same words, and I could repeat the same words, and the same words would have totally different effect on that person. Because we got to get beyond this year of saying the right things, but we got to get to the place where we're doing the right things for all that he has done for us. And we need to stay focused on that throughout the week. Not just right now as you hear me speaking on how good the Lord has been to each and every one of us, even when we were going the wrong way. You may ask, how are we going to be able to accomplish the SOS, amen, Operation SOS 200, of having 200 members in this church by the end of the year? These are a few areas that the leadership and I are going to be spearheading. We're going to be spearheading all these subjects, and we're going to take them slowly, two by two, one by one, and we're going to inject them in you, amen, to be it, because we need more workers. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The workers are few. We need more workers in the church. We need more workers outside of the church. And those that can't make it to church, but you can make it to Facebook, God can still use your life. You may ask how. I'm going to give you about 12 areas. I'm just going to read through. Stuff I'm going to be giving the leadership. I'm giving you because I want us all to be on the same page. That are here present here this morning, and those even present through Facebook and YouTube that are viewing here this morning, we want all of us to be on the same page to accomplish what we're shooting for in Operation SOS 200. Amen? And the first one, that we're going to grow this church, is something we've always done, but we're going to do it at a greater effectiveness, which is evangelism. The good weather is right around the corner. I was speaking with Pastor Felipe that it's great that we're going to have this strategy, not waiting till the weather gets good, But right now, at the end of the winter, we're going to be moving before the good weather comes. Amen. So the first one is evangelism. You can be saved one day and be part of the evangelism team. These are all these teams that we're going to have to put together. And everyone's going to have to do their function, their operation, in order for us to reach this number of 200 members. Amen? The next one is follow-up. Follow-up. How many like it when you get a call by somebody from the church? Those viewing on Facebook, those here. How many don't like it when you haven't been to church and you don't get a call from the church? Sometimes it's hit or miss. Man, why do they bug me? Why do they call me? There's a reason I'm not going to church. Why? Stop calling me. But the next one is follow-up. We're going to have a very effective follow-up team. And all the leadership knows what follow-up is. We're just going to put it in motion. And there's going to be a few people that it's going to be their assignment, and they're going to have to carry it out. And they're going to have to show me how they're going to carry it out. And who, what team are they going to carry it out through? There's going to have to be a process that they're going to have to use in order to be effective. And the next famous word to all these 12 different areas to bring church growth is consistency. And whatever your assignment is, even though it may look like you're not getting the results you would want, we keep hitting it because we know that our ministry worldwide has an anointing when it comes to evangelism. So we continue to do it because it's brought worldwide, global, international, amen, results. It works. The third one is making phone calls. If you don't come and you don't like getting called, I'm going to put Jason Johnson on. I'm going to give him your name. And he'll call you until he makes you cuckoo. And say, all right, I'll go to church. Making phone calls. That's going to take another team. The right people making the phone calls. We're gonna also use home visits. Gonna do home visits. Home visits, whether you're doing great or not too great. I know it's better to get a home visit when you're doing great. Amen. Who wants a home visit when you're all messed up and the church come knocking? To say, how are you doing? You don't even want to answer the door. Home visits. Neighborhood events. This year we're going to have a block party on this. We're going to break in this neighborhood. Amen? Amen? We're going to break in this neighborhood. We're going to need teams for that. You don't have to be a leader to be part of the teams that we're going to be put together. Amen? The next one is the website. Our brother that's from Milwaukee, but's out there in San Diego now, Brother Ricardo, amen, that visited us. We still stay in contact. He has blessed us with a top-notch website. It's already all done. We just got to put all the ministries, all the guts into it, amen? Because the way of life right now is people looking for a church, go to the website. You know, it's no longer, you know, the old-fashioned way. Passing out flyers is still, you know, something that's been, you know, something of the past. The great speakers, we already have two. Well, one of them is Pastor Evangelist Tim from San Diego, and the other one is Pastor Chucky from Africa. Amen? Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. We're going to have another great speaker. We still got to put one in. And then Pastor Nick, I spoke, is going to be coming and speaking here for 3 days as well here at our church. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. Amen. Great speakers, which takes finances to put together all this. Honor them, fly hotel rooms, food. It takes money. But how many know that something happened in our church by having Pastor Augie Barajas here the other weekend with us for the prayer summit and here with us on that Sunday morning? He was able to speak on giving in such a way that many had not heard before, where it made sense, where it was the right thing to do. So it pays to have great speakers, but it also, you got to pay. Life groups. We currently have, I believe, 6-7 life groups. We're going to want to add on more life groups. You don't have to be a top person to run a life group, but there's some credentials that you're going to have in order to run a life group. Amen? This is where we're able to grow the church. And the next one is all the preachings from here on out, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, are going to be on church growth. They're going to tie into Operation SOS 200. Everything we do is going to tie into that. Everything we do. The messages will be different, but we're going to tie it in to Operation SOS 200. It's going to become the word, the buzzword of the church. Amen? And then we're going to have, or we just did it, started last week, which is the school pledge. I want everybody to be a part of it, even if you ain't got a job. Tell your neighbor, even if you ain't got a job. And tell your other neighbor on the other side of you, get a job. Don't tell the one you said you're going to give even if you don't got a job. Don't tell that one that. When we got raised up in Victory Outreach, we called it a J-O-B. Because if you said job, it was like cussing. Because the majority were all hustlers, man, coming off the streets and stuff. A job? What's that? The school pledge. I want everybody to be a part of it. Everybody. Tell your neighbor to the right and the left, in front and behind you, everybody. I believe the offering scripture dealt with, they all gave. They were all at the same place. All in one mind and heart. And that's why God was able to move in signs and wonders and miracles, not only through his sons, but through the apostles and the disciples as well. I want everyone to be part of that. To get this SOS, this Operation SOS 200 in your DNA. When you give to that, it's another step in obedience and coming together with us and fulfilling the Operation SOS 200 this year. I want all of you all to be a part of it. And whatever you want to give, I want everybody giving to it. It's for the school, it's for businesses to take place that you'll be soon finding out about that's right around the corner, that you'll be able to see with your very own eyes of what's taking place, for us to be able to accelerate. And I believe one of the reasons the churches are not able to accelerate is because of the lack of finances, or should I say because of the lack of givers in the church. Finances has never been the problem. It's the obedience to the finances. So I want everybody to be encouraged here this day. At the end, Sister Lee's going to be coming up, taking sign-ups. And whatever it is, I believe the due date is April the 15th. April the 15th, amen. I want everybody to be a part of it. We're going to put a poster up there under the billboard that's up there. It's going to give all the names, and it's going to say how much you're giving. I'm just joking. I said we weren't going to do that. Listen. So it's going to have your name, amen. And then once you pay it, we're going to have like paid in full or paid or something like that to say that person has fulfilled the amount that they said they were going to give towards the school pledge. Amen? We want all being a part of that. And that is something we're doing. But if I want all to be a part of that, it's only right for me to say that I want everybody to become a tither here this day. To become a tither, 10% of what you bring in. And I believe too many times we're stuck because we're not givers. The leadership, they're all driving new cars and good jobs, but they're all givers. They're all givers. They're all tithers. It's like proof is real deep. You need to be a giver even when you don't see it coming back in the area of finances. Just, you need to be a giver just simply for everything God has done, as Romans 12:1 said. And the next one, we're going to grow the church and fulfill the operation SOS 200. I'm going to repeat that a lot for you can memorize it. Amen? It's through Facebook and YouTube, through the media. We're going to take it to another level, another level. Amen? How are we going to do it? Step for step. Because I'm not polishing all this list of 12 topics that I gave you right now. So I'm going to need input, amen, from others. But I, even though it may not be my topic or I may not be sharp in that field, when I hear it, amen, I'll know when I'm hearing it right. God's given me that discernment. I don't have to know it to feel it, amen, that it's the right person or the right thing we're running with, amen? So it's going to be through the website, through the Facebook and YouTube. There's people right now viewing right now as I'm speaking. There's been a few weeks where there's been up to 300 people viewing. Amen? So somehow, as the leadership, we're going to have to, how are we going to get all those viewers in the house of God? Because if we could accomplish that and that alone, amen, we will have the workers we need to accelerate this year in doing what God has called the church to do and be. So it's very important, you viewers viewing right now through Facebook are very important. And we're scratching our head and scheming right now, how are we going to get you in the church? Now, we got to go with the tow truck. We'll go with the tow truck to bring you to church. We're going to figure out in a room and how to get you to church. You could make it real easy. Grandpa always tells me we can do this the easy way or the hard way. It's your choice. Grandpa, 80-something years old. That's what he always says when he's not getting his way. Like he's packing or something. You can do this the easy way or the hard way. He goes, your choice. Yes, man, I wonder if Grandpa was a gangster back in the days, man. So, viewers of Facebook and YouTube, God is going to do something this year. We need you. It's good to have you viewing, but we need you stepping, amen, to church next Wednesday for prayer, for Friday service, amen, for the Sunday service, and for the events and the speakers and all that the list of 12 things I just went through. We need you guys in the church. Can you say amen? Not you guys. I'm talking to Facebook. See, that's religion. Amen. Amen, Facebook. Everybody got it there. Good, good. Romans 12:1. We read it again. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God Because of all he has done for you, singular, amen? Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. When you give your body, your life to God, it then becomes a part of his body, the body of Christ. When you give your bodies to God, it's the right thing to do for all he has done for you and I and those viewing through Facebook. When we give our body, our life, to God, we then become a part of the body of Christ that he is the head of. Then and only then are we able to move and grow as he wills, numerically and spiritually. We gotta give our bodies, our lives, over to the Lord. Because left alone to our bodies, to our lives, we mess up things real good. We gotta answer the call, the SOS, not so much coming from the world, but the SOS that is coming from God to his chosen sons and daughters. It's got to be important to where, in order to answer the SOS, the call upon our lives for the lost and bound, we got to give our bodies, we got to give our lives over to God. Then and only then are we able to move and grow as he wills. I want to share three simple points for growing this church here this day. Real simple points. I already accomplished what I wanted to this morning, because I know it's going to take time. I didn't get here overnight. It's been 25 years that got me here. So as leadership, we got to be conscious of how long it took God to get us lined up, to get us to be that living sacrifice. Dead to self, but living to Christ. Three simple points for going this church. And the first one is in Romans 12:5. And the Bible says, so it is with Christ's body, we are many parts. Remember, when you give your body, your life to the Lord, you become a part of the body of Christ. And the Bible says, so it is with Christ's body, we are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Tell your neighbor, we all belong to each other. Leave me alone. The first point is, we all belong to each other. When we give our body and life to God, we're the many parts, but that make up the one body. And the Bible says at that point, we all belong to each other, whether we're cousins or not, brothers and sisters or not. At that point, when we give our life to the Lord, our bodies to the Lord, at that point, we become the one body of Christ. At that point, we all belong to each other. In other words, when we become a part of the body of Christ, we all belong to each other. We're connected now to each other. And this is the way the Lord is going to grow the church. It's when we're connected. When we're connected. And we need to know as we go on this, amen, on the Operation SOS 200, we need to know that the enemy's not just going to hang out and kick back and watch us grow the church. He's going to attack. And it's easy to say, Operation SOS 200, let's do it, Pastor. But will you still be that energetic when you're being hit of the devil? Or when the devil's using your brother or sister to do the hit? We all belong to each other. And the enemy's just not going to sit back and watch us grow. So we need to know that right now. Because we belong to each other. We're connected to one another. And the enemy, knowing Scripture, says, I got to do everything I can to bring separation to the body of Christ. That would be the counter of the work of the enemy. To get us to disagree, to look at each other in different ways. When Christ says that we become, though we're many parts, the one body of Christ. And that we all, there's that word all again, is becoming an all word here this day. And we all belong to each other. I put here, to grow this church, we need, in other words, we need each other. To become the many parts that are now one body of Christ, the hand, the foot, the eyes, the nose, whatever your part, your function is, I need you, and you need me. We belong to each other. We need each other. I need guys down from the rehab up. What is that? Sound like something flying in here, man. Is the Holy Ghost? Oh, it's snow falling? Oh, off the eaves and stuff. That's what it is. That's the Alberto, our accountant. It's better known as snowdrift. I'm hearing like little stuff on the church right now, man. He says it's snow falling. I just said it's 50 degrees outside and it's snow falling. That's what it was, Alberto. Good discernment. We all need each other. We're connected. I mean, when you have a bad leg, every step lets your whole body know your leg's bad. You know, a bad eye, a bad hand, or whatever it may be. The rest of your body feels it. Because you're having to, what's the word? Compensate for whatever part is hurting. And what started crooked this way, all of a sudden you're crooked this way also, because you're compensating. And here in the church, we need to know that we're connected to each other, the words of the Lord through the Apostle Paul. That's why when you're hurting, you still got to function. When you're tripping, you still got to function. You still got to do your part. Pastor, I'm just being accountable. I'm not coming to church. That's not accountability. What kind of phone call of accountability is that? You shouldn't even have called. At least I'll think you're sick or something. Pastor, I just want to be accountable. I'm not coming to church. Can I ask why? Sister such and such said this and this. It's a long story. I don't want to talk. All right. Sniveler, Lloron, Llorona. Okay, I told myself I was going to stay real clean on this message. It's got to be clean. It's got to be pure. You got to stay in motion. I was sick every day doing dope. And I somehow or another still got around the corner, this way, that way, backtrack, this way, over fences, jumping out of trees, under cars, hiding, and all that every day. Every day I still got mine. I still went forward, though I was going backwards. I knew how to function, even being dope sick to the max. But some of us, we're going to go to the next one. Amen? In verse 12, this is still off the point. We all belong to each other. In verse 12, the Bible says, real good one, it says, rejoice in our confident hope. That's like a setup coming. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Amen? Rejoice in our confident hope that we have in Christ. Amen? Because He's able to do all things. On a good day or on a bad day, we need to be confident of that. We can't forget the hope that we have in Christ. And it goes on to say, be patient in trouble. In other words, between the lines, Paul's saying, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble. Be patient. Keep your eyes focused on the confidence and the hope that we have in Jesus, in our Savior. Tells us that there will be trouble. So the key word is not trouble. The key word is having patience. If we're going to grow this church, if we're going to belong to each other, we're going to have patience with each other, knowing that one day we're going to need patience because we all have ups and downs. But as long as we know we belong together and we're connected together, we can help one another on a down day, an up day, whatever it may be. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble. And then the Bible says, and keep on praying. Keep on praying tells us when people are not patient and in trouble, they stop praying. Why would Paul give that instruction? Why would he give that instruction? So, one, you're going to have trouble. In this world, the Bible says, you will. So, how are we going to conquer that? We got to be patient with ourselves, with others, because we belong to each other. We're connected to each other. We're no longer self. We're part now of the body of Christ. Amen. And keep on praying. In other words, when you're in that trouble season, even the more, keep on praying. Keep on praying. I'm going to show, this was on Facebook yesterday, the storm picture, please. The Bible, Facebook says, don't tell God how big your storm is. Tell the storm how big your God is. Too many times our focus, when we belong to each other, draws quickly to our shortcomings. And we get focused in that instead of being focused on how God's grace and mercy dealt with us. And we forget quickly how we needed to be worked with in certain areas more than other areas. So when we belong together and we're connected together and we need one another, we got to see how big God is, not how big the wrong is that brother or sister has just done. If we're going to grow this church, real simple points. And the second point I want to speak on that's always in my spirit. Well, seasons ago, we spoke on the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? We spent a lot of time on it. The second point I want to share in is verse 6 of Romans as well. The Bible reads, in His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. Amen? God has given us certain gifts for doing certain things well. And the only way we can do certain things well with the gifts God has given us, we got to give our bodies, our life over to God to become a part of the body of Christ, where now the gifts that God has placed in our lives can come forth in operation, SOS 200, in building the church. So the second point if we're going to build these churches, that God, this is something to encourage you here this day, that God has given you gifts to do certain things well. There's something in your life, in my life, that we can do well. I mean, knock it out of the park. Not just at your job, because many do a lot of things well at their job, but can't do certain things well in the house of God. But when it comes to going to work, you're the employee of the month, employee of the year. But how about in the church? Are you using your gifts to do certain things good? All of us here this day, from the front to the back, viewing on Facebook and YouTube right now, God has placed gifts in your life to do certain things, amen, certain things well. I mean, really good. Where it's kind of hard to believe, and that's why many never experience doing certain things well, answering the call of God. Because it almost sounds too good to be true that a people like us from the past life that we lived, that there are certain things we can do well that God has placed within our lives through the gifts. Not just to do certain things well at the workplace, but certain things well in the church. My next point is a heavy revelation. It says, don't say, I can't do it. God's word says likewise. God's word says that he has given you gifts, that you are now one of the parts that make up his body. Amen. And God's word says that he has placed gifts within your life, that there's certain things that you do real well. You just haven't done them yet. Don't mean they ain't there. So positioning in the church and the wanting of this church to grow in the operation of SOS 200 is a way to find out the gifts that Christ has placed in your life to do certain well can only come out when you serve in servanthood. When you say, Pastor, I'll do it. That's what hooks you up. That's what hooks you up. I want you to tell yourself here this day, repeat after me, God has placed gifts in me to do certain things well. In the church, to grow the church. Each one of you all have greatness within your life that has not been placed there by the world, false dreams and lies of the world and of the enemy, but that have been placed in your life. They're in there already. To do certain things well in the church. I mean, where you become about something. In the church, you become, man, there goes brother such as, man, there goes sister, man, just a month ago, what? She's operating in the gifts. He's operating in the gifts. But some of you have been saved for many years and still don't do nothing in the church. So that's why you still haven't accomplished doing certain things well in the church, and the only place you can accomplish doing certain things well is at the job place, if you're lucky. Because the boss loves you, but he ain't gonna be there for you in these end times we're living in. You can't call him like you can call me at 2 or 3 in the morning. You probably don't even have your boss's number. I have the same number now going on 19 years. I brag on it because that is consistency. Same phone number. And I've had phones drop in the toilet and puddles and all that. I says, I need the same phone number. We can't do it, sir. I need the same phone number. You know how many times, how many upgrades of phones I've had? Where they said I couldn't keep the same number because it cracked, got ran over, all kinds of stuff happened to my phones. I need the same number, man. You don't get it. I need the same number. Can't do it. Yes, you can. Same number, 19 years here in Milwaukee. Guys that were with us 18 years ago can call me. There's guys that got my number memorized. How many know that we don't memorize numbers no more? It's buttons. But my number, people got it memorized. Why? I don't have a new phone number every other month like some people. You want to know? I was looking at another individual, been with me for a little bit. I already had three. I was calling him, and there was three phone numbers to him. He's smiling, looking at me right now. He even kind of raised his hand. I says, why? This is blank name. It's a brother. He's Caucasian. He's from Salinas, California. I won't say no more because I ain't one to talk about people. And I was calling him. There was Jay, new Jay, Jay number two. What the heck, man? I'm like, what kind of phone you got, Jay? And he's got an iPhone to boot. Why get an iPhone when you're going to have another number and another phone by next week? So I didn't know where to call Jay, new Jay, or J2. I was like, oh, my Lord. Some of you are laughing, but you've had a lot of phone numbers over the years. You know what allows a man or a woman to get new phone numbers over and over? Inconsistency, going in and out of the world, in and out of the world. Some of you purposely change your number because they're looking for you. Everybody looking for you, not for good reasons either. Got quiet. Thank you, Jay, for allowing me to use you. And he still gives a Colgate smile. Praise the Lord. That's why I knew I could do it. He's still smiling. You know what? He says, it's true. It's truth. Let's move on. Third point. And this is the most important one. It's our giving. And shame the devil. It's been my fault all these years that I didn't say ask for that picture. Put that picture down. And because I always shy away from asking to give, because I know where people are at in this church. I know where people are at. I don't want to remind you of something that you don't want to be reminded of, and I just leave it alone. But it's biblical. And it's key in these end times we're living in right now. Third point is our giving. How many want to do better? How many want to be part of Operation SOS 200 this year and see the church reach 200 or better this year? It starts with us. Picture. Got this on Facebook too. It's a heavy revelation here. The guy's giving to somebody begging for money there in the hat, right? It says the best way to help yourself is to help someone else. So he's giving to the guy, and there, he's got a mirror. See, when you give, you're really setting up yourself for success. You're really helping yourself get to that. Yes, the person gets a handout, but God is in that handout. When you give, and this is taking place, it helps you. It makes, that's why the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. In this picture, it looks like the person begging is coming up, but the truth is spiritually, the person giving is the one coming up. Amen. The best way to help yourself, according to Facebook version of the Bible, the best way to help yourself How many need help right now? And that's why you're at church here this day. The best way, through the version of the Bible of Facebook, the best way to help yourself is to help someone else. Remember, we belong to each other. We're connected to each other. When we move together, amen, we will be able to help someone else, no longer in our body, but moving as the body of Christ, in the anointing of Christ, in the purpose of Christ, in the salvation of the lost and the bound. When we belong to each other, when we're connected to each other, amen, and we're able to move together as the body of Christ, then and only then can you help yourself by helping someone else. Nobody wants to help. You don't get the help. It's a good time to jump on and get on board, people. In 2 Corinthians 8:7, in closing, real common scripture on giving, since you excel in so many ways, one being your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us, five ways that they were excelling, I want you to excel also in this gracious act, not something you hear, act is an action, in this gracious act of giving. I believe as we do our part and we start walking as the body of Christ, belonging to each other, connected to one another, I don't want to be walking around in the hood and everything broke, trying to help people to Christ, and we're all doing what's right. We're excelling in the area of faith and speaking and knowledge and enthusiasm and stuff. We're growing in love, and we're operating as the body of Christ, but we're broke. I believe the body of Christ should not and will not be broke. Busted off and broke is who we were in the world. There needs to be a difference of the way we walked in the world that in the way we're walking in Christ. And I don't want a bunch of busted, broken people in the church that can excel in this area of this gracious act of giving. It's something that we all can do with the little we have or the much we have. It wouldn't be worth it to agree and belong and be connected and go have a street ride and we don't have money to buy hot dogs. Oh my Lord, I'm getting mad. I feel like taking my jacket off right now, Pastor Felipe. Okay, guys, we need $100 to get some hot dogs. I ain't giving nothing. I gave last week. Hot dogs! We're talking about hot dogs. But it is over with. We're going to be a giving church. We're going to act in the area of giving. If we were givers in the world, we could be givers in Christ. Amen. So when we go out there and you lay hands on somebody, Kaylee is a broke prostitute, amen? Pray for her. You know how they do it. At the end, you got a dollar? And I said, sorry, ma'am, I ain't got a dollar. You ain't even got a dollar to give the prostitute. It's true. It's a mentality. And we're here to break that mentality this year. We're here to break that mentality this year. Some of you are going to have to get used to your pastor making good money real soon. You're going to have to get used to it. Thanks to Pastor Felipe. I say it again, Felipe. Point to yourself. Say, I did that. He got me dressing different. I look in the mirror now when I get ready, when I never had. Toy chulo. I don't have to look in the mirror. You don't know the things I go extra time I need now. Oh, poor women, man. I'm not going to say it, Pastor Felipe. I'm on the flow right now. And then I take this shirt and I put it back. I've never done that before. What comes out the first time I put it on? I don't need nobody's approval on what I wear. But man, I come to the conclusion they're going to talk about me if I'm a broke pastor talking about giving. They're going to talk about me if I'm a pastor that has finances. So if you're going to talk about me, I'd rather you talk about me while having finances. That's the choice I made. No longer Pastor Charlie trying to prove his humility, being humble. I lived with the man's home for 20 years. It's time for me to get hooked up. For the people to say, that's my pastor right there. Even though he's still hooked up, he's still in the hood. He's still there to save souls and do whatever it takes to get men, women, and young adults to the altars of salvation. The word excel, it says to excel also in this gracious act of giving. Reminds me of the word accelerate, to accelerate, our buzzword. So this ain't just a Facebook translation of the Bible, but this is the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. It says to excel also in this gracious act of giving. I put here in closing, there's no more time to waste, people. Your lives, you're going to have to make your life count now. The clock is ticking, not just for me, even for the young people, the young adults. It's ticking. We can't waste time no more. Come as you are. Connect yourself to the body of Christ. Become a part of the body of Christ. Have a confidence and hope in what Christ wants to give your life, your family, your marriage, your children, the lost, the bound. Walk in that hope. Walk in that faith. There's no more time to waste. The coming of the Lord is near. Be a faithful tither. Be a part of that pledge. Be a part of that pledge. As Lily makes her way, amen. Those on Facebook, remember, we're not putting the amount to the name. Amen? We're getting your name. Confidentially, you give the number, but the number ain't going to be posted up. Amen? Just your name is, and it's going to say faithful next to your name when you complete or paid in full, whatever, when you complete your pledge. Amen? So we're going to be picking up the pledge right now, and those viewing through Facebook, you can be in California and giving to a work that the Lord is doing out here. This is an area I never spoke of, but I'm sure of what I'm saying right now. That God is going to use this church that you will be sowing into fertile ground, good ground, that's going to produce a harvest of 30, 60, and 100-fold, and you can be part of it by sowing of your seed, the tithe, or the giving of the school building pledge. Amen? Let me hear you say amen. Facebook, I'm talking to Facebook, guys. Facebook, amen? All right, you guys are listening again. Amen, Facebook? Amen, church. Amen. Be a giver, man. Get high on the Most High. Say, I'm part of that pledge. Say, I'm a tither in the church. Work with that brother. Work with that sister. Allow it to be part of your discipling with that brother and sister, because it's to bless their life. Amen. It's one of the best ways to bless God, to bless your life and those that don't deserve it, that are lost and bound. So at this time, if you weren't here next Sunday, Marco, if you can have a, I know that we already did next Sunday. So if anybody wasn't here last Sunday, you can come up right now. Don't make me get in line, people. I know everybody that's here or was almost here last Sunday. All you're going to do is give your name to Lily. Amen. You can turn the cameras off, son. All you're going to do is give your name to Lily and the amount, and that's it. Amen. I know that the majority of us did it last Sunday. For those viewing that can't see me now, but you can hear me, amen, Lily's going to put her phone number. Lily Macias is her name. She is what has gone forth in the message, amen. She's going to put Lily Macias, so scroll down, those that are reviewing. Or if you want to contact her, just contact Lily Macias and say, this is the amount I want to pledge. I want to do it today. I want to do it to Cash App or whatever. And she will give you a breakdown in it, amen. If you want to do it at a later date, because the deadline is April the 15th, that will be fine as well, amen, as we all stand on this beautiful day. You can slowly still make your way to Lily. She's still there. There's others making their way. You can make your way there to Lily, amen. This is important for us to be part of what God wants to do, since you are now a part of his body. Amen. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you glory. Give you honor. Bless the giver here this day, Lord Father God, as they help themselves out, as they help the others out. Because your word says today we belong to each other, and most importantly, we belong to you, for you paid the price in full. Bless us here this day so that we may be able to bless the lost and the bound with salvation. In your precious name we pray, and we all say, amen. God bless you guys.